Your alma mater?
TCU.
Close. TCU.
TCU.
Oh, are you surrounded yet?
Really?
You know, on the way.
I went to TCU. I don't know if you knew that.
I lived in Dallas for a long time. There have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be at TCU on Saturday.
Oh, look at me. I got to one-up me.
Well, not really.
Who's we?
I was just trying to join in the TCU fun.
Who's we? You and who? Groobs?
My Little Doors band and Groobs Chili Peppers band.
Uh-oh.
Where are y'all playing?
At Old Rips, right behind the Aardvark off Barry.
Oh, you're right next to us.
And then neat.
Bill Hill.
That is cool.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you play
Invoice
the
him.
Moon Bar, too?
Occasionally, yeah. But this Saturday,
like
we're playing Old Rips.
To me.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. We play everywhere.
Whoever pays
us. Do, huh?
We do. Any place that don't have us.
You don't have to pay them to play?
Not anymore.
How sweet is that?
That's pretty cool.
You made it.
It is. Saturday around 1 o'clock.
For professional
prime
musicians.
Time.
When? How much do you get paid?
Afternoon gig?
For a gig?
Not that much.
Believe 50 me. Bucks?
So we got a nice
bucks?
Matinee coming up, huh?
What do you get paid? Seriously.
What does it take to get?
We all take about 30 bucks. Home
and beer?
We can drink that
free.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't get free beer money. You get the money or the beer.
It depends. It depends. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes not. You know.
And phone numbers.
Boy, I know Bushmills is pretty expensive, so
it
might be up there.
It really is.
You boys sure drank a lot of beer.
Beers and fun numbers.
Fun numbers.
So come on out.
Fun number.
So come out to TCU Saturday.
What?
Oh. What?
What about today, where the hard line is? Don't you want to hear where they are? They just said...
And then
they're already there.
Stay through Saturday.
Right.
We're at Albertsons, right off University and Barry.
Dude.
Remember, right behind the bank.
It's a weird place to have a concert.
That's where Groove's band is playing.
Right. In the
Did y'all know?
In the meat market.
In the meat market.
Yeah.
Right next to the bridge.
Yeah, where later on today, in fact, in just a few minutes, Killer is going to eat a 20-ounce raw steak.
Nice.
Again.
Again.
Harry had one for lunch.
Ready to get another shot today, Killer?
He got two bites before he vomited.
Did you ask him how the Cougars are doing?
Listen, leave Killer alone.
What? I didn't
He's
get the score.
Tough week.
I didn't get the score. What happened?
Yeah, you're a real jerk.
I just got my Sports Illustrated with Dez Bryant. I want to see how we're doing.
Did you see the Dominator on your latest Sports Illustrated bomb?
I play.
The Dominator.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Hasek is on the cover of SI.
Nope. It's a big purple number 28, and it just says in giant white letters, "The Dominator."
It doesn't say, why can't he be shirtless in this picture?
Oh, God, I wish he was.
What if he was nude?
I would, you know what, then I would be happy.
Adrian, would you be willing to play the rest of the season shirtless?
To make Corby happy?
Okay.
What if he said to him,
whoa, who is this?
For Corby.
Who is this?
Adrian Peterson.
Hey!
Oh, AP, how you doing?
Hey!
Hey there, AP.
Hey, yeah, AP's in the house.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Cubby.
What do you think about Brett Favre, AP?
Of course I do. Enjoy your show, and of course, your show.
Thanks, buddy. You don't have much, do you?
Wasn't really planning to join you today. I'll try to write more next time.
Les Corby.
Of course it is.
Well, today is Thursday, September 17th. It's the 260th day of the year. There are 105 days left in 2009.
That's it?
Wreck them.
On this day in 1862, it was the bloodiest battle in U.S. history.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
As Union forces fought Confederate invaders
Antietam.
In the Civil War Battle of Antietam.
Thank you.
Good one, Corby. Good one.
Thank you.
Come on, Dan.
I think the South did very well that day, didn't they?
Did they?
Battle of the Teeth. What?
What year?
There's been a lot of talk about his next song.
1862?
It's not a rebel song.
It was a Sunday in 1862.
Thank you.
Just like they always do in the blue-gray game. They do well there, too.
Hold on. I can't believe the news today.
I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long must we sing this song?
How long?
Too long. For too long. Tonight.
You think Bono's heard this?
Tonight.
And do you think he approves?
Tonight.
Dude, that could be called the White House.
Broken bottles under children's feet.
Obama can't do that.
No.
But I won't need the battle hall.
It puts my backup, looks my backup against the wall.
Sunday. That wall.
So stupid.
Sunday.
Who took the time to piece this thing together, man?
Somebody who's a genius.
Sunday. Yeah.
Now, when did he say bloody?
Let's roll.
That's what I want to know.
He said, let's roll.
On this day in 1949...
Why is that so genius?
With many lost. Tell me,
because
who has
Mike,
won?
Literally, somebody took all of George W. Bush's press conferences and took out singular words and then pieced it all together to make Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Okay.
Genius.
It's like editing Norm stuff together.
How long?
Right.
How long?
You think Gruden's a genius?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
This is a much bigger scale.
Tonight. Much bigger.
On this day in 1949, the Canadian passenger steamship
SS... some pretty large scale stuff from you.
Neuronic.
That can never be played.
The moronic.
Can we get President Bush to say show a genital?
Anyway, the ship caught on fire and 120 people died.
That's oh my God, Bob.
What was
oh
this at?
Bob, that's not funny.
On this day in 1993, Nolan Ryan...
Well,
recorded his last strikeout of his major league career, 5,714.
500.
Who was it, Mike?
I don't
Mike.
Know.
Mike.
Roberto Alomar.
You were a Ranger.
A real or fake Ranger fan right now.
You're Ranger Santa. You're supposed to know these things.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were traded.
Must got our signals crossed.
It was an Angels catcher.
Ooh, an Angels catcher.
Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers was managing by then, wasn't
Mike
he?
Mike Socia.
That's
Bob.
Right.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
Greg Myers. I don't even know who he is. Was he an Angels catcher?
Was he like a closer?
That was Randy, who would not allow his locker to be photographed.
And had to pitch with a leather vest.
What? I know you have to jump back into me. I want to tell you, first of all, on behalf of a lot of the people here, thank you for the many thrills and the many wonderful evenings you
Spills.
Gave all of us, and me especially, as I got to announce the games of the last several years of your career. It was just wonderful watching you perform.
Sounds good.
Godspeed. See you, Nolan.
Can I hang up the phone now? Are you done with your racket?
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of great moments, especially the ones I saw. They were a little better.
Right.
In fact, especially the ones that I called.
Becca emails, Dan, I have the biggest P1 in my office ever. She loves you guys.
Ooh.
Oh.
Thursday is her birthday.
How big? Well,
what's her name?
The big 4-0. She's 40, Corby,
so
like
right.
you.
Oh.
So ready.
What's
and
her name?
Boy, that is smack dab in the demographic.
Amy
I'm
Highland.
Man. I'm 40.
Amy Highland. Hi, Amy.
Picture?
No, Becca did not send any picture of
Becca.
Either her
oh,
or
what
Amy.
A day.
Come on.
Very No, it says she's involved in human resources in her company. Maybe she's not allowed to send pictures
sorry.
Of herself. All right, sorry. Anyway, Amy Highland, big P1.
Happy Uh-oh. Birthday,
Where
Amy.
Where did I leave that rubber?
Oh, I don't know.
And hello.
Hello.
I'm a P1 podcast listener. I
Hello?
Have a birthday, September 17th.
Yep.
I am 43. I am a Lions fan.
Users laugh.
Love. Love you podcast. Cliff in Monroe, Mih.
Queef.
What's Mih?
Michigan?
Michigan, maybe.
Milfington?
Since he's a Lions fan.
Milfington.
So happy birthday to Cliff.
I have a birthday.
Oh, man. Momentum just suddenly halted. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is actually to Corby and Donovan. My boyfriend, Julio, is turning 25 Thursday, September 17th. I plan on waking him up in that special way. But one thing he would love more than anything is to get a birthday shout-out from his favorite station, the Eagle. He's mentioned a few times how cool it would be to get a shout-out, but as much as he's wanted to ask me to write you guys, he would never take the risk of seeming gay for such a request. This is from Cynthia, who attached a picture of her and him.
Now, can you cut him out and
That's
just
wrong.
Give us
well,
a picture of her?
Look, she
Grab
is
a fajita.
Smoking hot. I what mean, like weird crazy cute.
What about Julio? Yeah,
Julio looks like Oscar De La Hoya, so you know what? He's pretty good looking, too.
Doucher!
Kind of pisses me off, I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fairly good looking, but boy, look at that.
I know.
She juggy?
Julio and me, it says on the bottom.
Right. Send it, Snake.
Let's take
send
the
it
Julio
to me.
Out of that. Let's focus on the me.
Down by the schoolyard, I believe, is where they took the picture.
Groobs would pull the music down if he had any idea what that reference was.
Red hot.
Sorry.
I liked it.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm not funny.
You're old.
Thank you. Anyway, Julio.
You guys are old.
Happy birthday, Julio. Cynthia, call me.
Happy birthday, Julio.
Groobs has an uncanny knack of all details of Full House.
She looks Pacific Rim, too. It's
what? You're looking at her rim?
Oh, hey, what about her rim?
Forward it. Jumped on that.
Yep, we raced for that one.
I what's like your, it. Hey, yeah, what's
that
was your a fumble. Email, Dan?
Dan@theticket.com. Pretty clandestine.
Yeah. Horny Dan.
How do you spell that?
Horny Dan at Yahoo.
Horny
do you
Dan.
Have your do you have your YouPorn email yet?
Does YouPorn have its own server? I guess I never noticed that.
Tonight.
Dan@youporn.com. Dan42.
At RedTube.
Bitches.
All right, Dan, I sent it.
You did? To the ticket?
Yeah. For YouPorn.
Oh, wait, that was Dan Bennett's.
Well, I don't care. She's not nude.
Oh.
Why not?
All right, here you go. All right. Hey, get the guy out of the picture.
Let's see that.
Can Julio out?
Yeah. I don't mean literally in this picture. I just mean in your life.
I agree. Divorce him now that you've wowed him.
That's De La Hoya on crack.
He's a good-looking dude.
Elsewhere, George Blanda is 82.
Now there.
Speaking of good-looking dudes,
now we're all over.
Huh? Some of that AFL thing last night.
White Shadow.
I haven't given it a look.
Damn. I forgot to record that.
That was on last night?
Yep.
I forgot everything.
Man.
Hold on. What am I supposed to record?
Full what color? Channel?
The UFC thing.
Yeah.
AFL.
Full House.
CIO.
Full House. What's the other thing?
Friends.
All right.
I don't think... I think that's it.
House of Pain.
I'm supposed to watch...
Mouth-watering melon.
I got to go to Bob's blog.
Right.
Real Chance of Love.
Tonight.
When are they going to show it again? Do we know?
I think it's an ongoing thing.
It's a couple days, though. Like Friday night in the middle of the night, I think they rerun it or something.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. Watching party?
Will you text me during it?
There's a lot of things in the middle of the night on Showtime on Friday night that...
Heck yeah.
...probably avoid.
Oh, no.
Do you do Skinamax still?
What have they contributed?
A lot.
Emmanuel in Space, 12.
I met a classmate of yours.
Red Shoe
really?
Diaries.
Hollywood Hot Tubs.
Just that soft porn where you just see him kind of go down underneath where the what? Camera line 68. Is.
67.
She's like,
putting a hand over it.
Then you could look at the guy's face.
Surprisingly, he didn't know you.
That's hot.
She's sitting on his chest.
A cotton trigger.
Scooting his face up.
He's nowhere close.
He's really pain.
This is a good porno. Dude is hot.
I'll tell you what, this is a big store we're in, Mike.
It is. I've been here many, many times.
It's a good reset.
Albertsons in Fort Worth off University and Barry.
Mark Brunell is 39.
It's a big store.
Well.
Really close to Old Rips, I hear.
Yeah, boy, it's a former Packer great.
Jaguar.
It's right around the corner from Old Rips.
Orlando Cepeda, 72.
Mike.
Yeah.
John Franco, 49.
Hall of Famer.
Jerk. John Franco.
He's a jerk?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my God.
He was in the movie?
Right.
He was an Inner Circle Matt, wasn't he?
Who was the poor ranger that he bullied when that guy tried to make a living during a lockout?
Oh, is he like that toward the Strikers?
Who was the guy? He went in the Teixeira trade to Atlanta.
I remember. I know what you're talking about.
Come on, Mike. Who'd the real...
Ron Mayhay.
Yeah.
The Maha.
I think Ron Mayhay was not only given the cold shoulder then, which is understandable, but Franco would like never talk to him the rest of his career or something.
Oh, I'm sure that hurt his feelings a lot.
Well, Franco won't talk to me.
You know, he was a noted cat juggler, too.
Like a noted one? Like
Phil Jackson is 64.
Right, so he was well known for
some
it.
Cat jugglers
I've heard
are not getting the...
groups for laughing at
they're
that.
Not, they're not he getting... Wasn't, they don't get the ink that he gets.
He wasn't running
just
the mill.
A little bit better at it.
Make it stop.
Others know how to market themselves a little bit.
Make it stop.
Did you get that, Bob? Phil Jackson, 64? Got anything there?
Greatness.
No, don't overrate him. Oh, oh look, God. I won a title with I won a title with Jordan. Oh, and I won some more with Shaq.
Not as good as Red.
Well, let's see Del Harris do that.
What a shock.
Let's see Doug Collins do that.
Dude, you could have won
Kurt
a title.
Rambis do that.
You could have won a title with any of those Bulls teams.
I'm just telling you, other people had a chance and were unable to do it.
I couldn't hear you. You broke up.
Joe Rudy is 63.
Hitting coach.
It's like saying anybody can win
Rudy
in Norman.
Although Joe Rudy might
Will you let me say any coach can win in Norman?
Ooh,
no,
they can.
Take somebody pretty special
you
up there.
You can train a chicken to win in Norman.
It's just a machine.
But I guess John
would
Blake,
they wear a headset?
Put a headset.
John Blake wasn't a chicken then.
Headset and a visor on a chicken, and he just stands down there. And
what about sunglasses?
How funny would that be?
The Wade sunglasses.
Stoops takes a trip to Mexico and just puts a chicken down there with a visor on.
There's just seed strewn about, and the chicken's going crazy.
Can you mark where Bob said seed strewn about?
Yeah.
We just might need that.
Ooh. Sorry, Bob.
Nip. But not where I said
I'll say it live anytime you want.
Really?
Seed strewn about. Mark.
Say it again.
Say it again.
No. It's getting tired.
Say, put
Do we need to go music down and get it clean?
Yeah. And
no,
put
he's
stems
fine.
In it.
We don't need to fake things.
Put you the want, word salty in front
you
of
You want stems in there as well?
Yes.
Are you happy? Let me think of other things Snoop has said over the years.
Rasheed Wallace, 35.
Tar Heel.
From Philly.
Kermit. Both teams play hard.
Both Kermit teams play hard.
Washington.
Both teams played hard.
He's 58.
He's a Celtic grade, by the way.
He knocked out Rudy Tomjanovich.
Rasheedy.
That's right. He executed the punch.
I have to tell you that really hate that radio. Jeez.
What?
Doug E. Fresh, 43.
Oh, pure greatness.
Uh-oh. What a day.
Pure Fresh? Absolute greatness.
Now, who is he?
Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew, dog.
Lottie,
the show. This is a great day.
Now, is that who you were comparing to Star Wars earlier? I made you all mad.
No.
Yeah, who did you say I didn't know anything about?
Talking to you jackasses is just like freaking pulling teeth.
Not knowing Dougie Fresh is like
it had
that.
Nothing to do with Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh has got something.
Is there any way?
Dougie Fresh has a lot. I was talking about Hammer, MC Hammer. That you guys
Dougie Fresh your own?
Don't know anybody think about MC Hammer. It's just, I'm appalled.
What?
I said,
why?
So like that's not
I know
important?
Enough.
Because he was huge. Huge, I say. He blew like 30 mil. That should be huge enough.
Wow, he made 30 million. Men. No one else has done that.
Easy. And he blew it?
Juwan Howard did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The line forks to the left of NBA
You know what?
I'm done.
You know what? MC Hammer sucks.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
There you go.
Here he is.
Roy Williams.
You know, hey.
Whoa. You know, Pally. Donovan is just like that.
Come on, little buddy.
The media.
I'm done.
No, let's call him a whambulance.
Come on, man.
All right, we're all coming.
I'm done.
We're all coming to the MC Hammer Symposium tonight.
You know what? He sucks. He has nothing.
No, he's the best.
The MC Hammer Candlelight Vigil tonight.
Wait. You think I'm going to go buy a 40 so I can pour out a little bit?
That's right. We're going to listen to
You start
Super
talking
Freak
about somebody else that's not a brother, then he's the greatest thing ever. You don't know anything about pop culture.
Oh, it's racial.
You know what?
Wow.
I'm taking my black ass home.
Oh.
Me too.
There we go.
Groups, that's going to be difficult, sir.
No, I'm taking Donovan.
Oh. That makes sense, then.
Mike?
Yep.
Mike?
Yes?
Quiz.
Rita Rudner is 56.
And funny.
Oh, now she's funny, but Sinbad not funny at all.
I thought you're the one who said Sinbad isn't funny.
Will you shut up? I'm on the roll here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You think Rita Rudner is funny?
Yes, Rita Rudner is funny.
And fairly hot.
I think
but
I
Sarah
like
Silverman's not. But
Defiant,
Rita Rudner
Sarah
is funny.
Sarah Silverman
Defiant
is funny, but she's
Ned
just
X
too
Donovan
over the top.
Is great.
Janine Garofalo is funny. Rita Rudner is not.
No, Rita Rudner is. Janine Garofalo.
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
All right, call in the medic.
Yeah, I think you need something. You're at a store. Go get some. Go to the medicine aisle.
Oh, Claire, back up.
Wow.
Claire.
I don't need that.
Helicopter.
This doesn't require that.
No. We're trying to get your tongue out from the back of your throat.
Press it down. Press it down.
Yeah.
Don't swallow it.
Bite his wallet.
Oh, God.
All right, here are your spare birthdays.
Rita Rudner, funny. Janine Garofalo, not.
You nailed it.
It's a good
Now let's get off that tiny headset.
Still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a good recovery, Mike.
Thank you.
What a day for Stu Cedar.
Oh, no.
Anthony Carter is 49.
Wow.
Man.
You know the nerds?
Why, he is
relevant.
You know what number one was running punts back from Michigan? Oh, my God.
Why should Anthony Carter be a spare? That's not right.
Look at the junk in that trunk.
And you know, Studer needs that today on the heels of last night.
Against Ohio State in 1982, Anthony Carter returned two punts for touchdowns.
Oh, good Lord!
Now I'd like to bore a hole in her head.
You think Studer is having a tough day with the Harwell goodbye, Mike? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you, Ernie.
Doug Smith is 40, Mike.
I need to start that motorboat.
Doug E. Smith.
The original Sean Marion.
Don't even trip on that.
Oh, wow. That's a bold one.
What?
The original Sean Marion?
You'll see.
Doug Smith?
You'll see.
Sean Marion Barry?
Lower that bar a little further.
You can't.
Lester Connor, 50, in a well.
Yeah, he's a former mill great, isn't he?
Darn right.
Terminator.
Leroy Yarborough is 71.
Kale's son.
Jeez.
Leroy.
Kale's son?
He named him Leroy?
Or his dad? No, it can't be his dad.
Yeah, it's son. He had a black wife.
He has a 71-year-old son?
Maybe I just lied.
How old could Kale Yarborough possibly be? No
80,
one cares.
82.
All right, way to deconstruct the joke.
Leroy, Lonnie Yarborough actually died. Is it Lonnie or Leroy?
Leroy's having his 71st birthday.
Oh, forget that.
Yarborough family tree. Here we
Never
go.
Mind.
Valerie Zalapukin, 41. Yes, his name is Zalapukin.
Who's he flying his crap for these days?
I think he's long since retired from Hartford.
I'm back. Actually, Leroy Yarborough died in 1984.
Oh, no.
84? So he died at the age of 46.
Okay, so it's not his birthday. How old is Kale?
Tweet it.
Do you know how old Kale Yarborough is if he's still with us?
I would have to look at that.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the
Kale Yarborough was born in 39.
I wasn't asking because you're a NASCAR
He was born in 39.
Born on this day now, dead.
He's not B. Rich Phillips.
And Bancroft.
Let me go listen to Race
Week. Ooh, Mrs.
Warren
Robinson.
E.
Wait,
Berger.
Slow down, dude.
Absolute greatness, Ann Bancroft.
Give Ann Bancroft her due.
That's right. She deserves a little discussion
her
here.
Her due, yeah.
Right. Go.
Would you want to have sex with her and stuff?
Have you guys ever seen the movie Fatso with Tom DeLuise?
Yes.
Excellent film.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say about that?
Also, Mel Brooks totally plowed her for many years.
Yes, he did. Boy, Little Mel. Little Mel.
AKA totally was married to her.
Ann Bancroft, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they were married.
Not bad,
so
huh?
Maybe they didn't.
Yeah.
Maddie.
Roddy McDowell,
did you think
born on this day now dead.
Uh-oh. Roddy McDowell.
Falcon.
Cornelius.
Falcon, great.
And.
Now, how is
Cornelius?
He related to you?
Dan?
You okay, Mike?
I must say I disagree with you, Dr. Zayas.
Dr. Zayas.
Also born now dead, Hank Williams Sr.
Uh-oh.
And John
Ritter.
Is Daddy
going to be okay?
Oh,
John
Ritter.
Oh, what a day.
Uh-oh.
Especially that
dead on the stage, still dead, Spiro Agnew, Paula Yates, and Mike Red Skelton.
Wow, greatness. Mike. Greatness.
Oh, that was funny.
Did your dad like him?
Did you see Scandi?
He sure did.
Is it another Red Skeleton Day on the hard line? Red Skeleton Thursday?
Well, no, it's not another Red Skeleton Day.
Skeleton.
Sorry, Skeleton.
Oh, dear.
My bad.
Tyler?
Enough on
Yeah, it's a Red Skeleton Thursday.
Get your Red Skeleton out.
Yeah, we have our Red Skeleton out.
Well, like, are you wearing it?
What's happening?
What's wrong with that? Not wearing your red.
All right,
forget it. The Hardline's next, and good times.
What? Hello, golf. Rick Arnett.